Welcome to Sophisticated Property Investing, a podcast brought to you by Ethical Property Partners. New full-length episodes released every Thursday, but here's a quick caffeine cast.
Hi, I'm Frank Flegg, founder of Ethical Property Partners. What you're about to hear is actually audio from one of my YouTube videos. As well as the weekly deep dive podcast that's released every Thursday and the quick caffeine cast in between, there's also loads of content over on YouTube. So if you're not subscribed to our channel, but you want to see even more tips and advice for your sophisticated property investing, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners. See you over there.
These are the three pitfalls that the property gurus and the HMO trainers won't tell you about. Number one is the amount of time that it takes to manage a HMO. Houses of multiple occupancy, by their definition, have more than one person living in them, unrelated individuals often. And so that brings with it communal areas. Who cleans them? Do you send a cleaner in? But what if Freddie doesn't do his washing up on a Saturday night? Or what if he has friends round and they're all in the kitchen making a loud noise and Jane can't sleep and then she comes down for work and it's all a pigsty? You might send a cleaner in once a week, but what about the rest of the times? What about the communal staircases? What about stuff outside of people's rooms, etc.? You've got multiple people in a property, which means there's interaction between them that you as a landlord have to manage. Secondly, related to time, is you've got five or six or even more tenancies to contend with. That's five or six different payments each month, different people who might fall into arrears, different people that you have to do viewings for, different people that when you bring someone in, so let's say you've got a nice full 100% occupancy HMO with six people in it. When someone moves out, you've got to do viewings. You've got to check that that person's going to fit in. And this is a biggie. The property trainers often don't tell you that the people in the property all have to be compatible with one another. So we run LHJ HMOs, that's HMOs for people who are on housing benefit, local housing authority HMOs, housing benefit claimants or universal credit claimants in a property. We run blue collar HMOs where people are often on quite low incomes, working shift patterns, etc. They need to be in a different HMO. And then we've got white collar HMOs, which is generally for office workers and professionals. What you mustn't do is mix the three. But even if you keep them separate, the workload involved in a HMO is far, far higher. I'm not saying it's not worth doing. It's a phenomenal strategy for earning money. But when people say, oh yeah, you can quit your day job by just having three or four HMOs, absolutely. But you'll have replaced your day job with a letting agent day job managing those HMOs if you don't do it very, very effectively, and if you don't have a good letting agent, and if you don't utilize all of the systems that we use on EPP to make sure you do it in an effective and efficient manner. And that's the key thing. The second factor that you're often not told about, that the gurus and the property trainers that are teaching HMOs as an easy strategy don't tell you about, is compliance. Now, across the country, you need a HMO license. That licensing is really arduous. They need to check you, they need to check the property. Just the fire compliance, the fire safety side of it, can be really, really onerous. Doesn't mean it's not worth doing, it absolutely can be, but it's not a, oh yeah, you just sign a rent to rent agreement and you throw six people in and oh, it's paying you $2,000 a month. Absolute rubbish. To take a property from a single AST compliance to a HMO compliant level is quite an arduous process. You need fire doors on every door. Work out, just get a quote for how much it is to buy a fire door and to have someone fit it, and then multiply that by all the different doors that are required to be 30 minute fire doors in the property, and it will come out at quite an eye-watering number. Then bear in mind that you need wired smoke alarms throughout the property. You're going to retrofit those, presumably. So you need trunking, or are you actually going to route out channels and put the wires and then replaster over them and repaint? All of this is small stuff, but it all adds up to quite a lot of time, quite a lot of labor you need to pay for, and quite a lot of materials. Lots and lots in terms of compliance. You now need to be compliant as a letting agent or as a landlord in different, depending on where you are. If you're in Wales, it's as a landlord. If you're in England, it's as a letting agent. So you have to be really careful about the compliance, and it all adds up. So to be ISO compliant, you need to pay some money every year. To be on this scheme, on that scheme, etc., you need to make sure that you're compliant. This isn't something to be done lightly. And finally, the third factor that the gurus and property trainers don't tell you about HMOs is that demand can fluctuate massively. So I've got HMOs that used to be brilliant blue collar HMOs that now I've had to move to LHA HMOs because the market's changed. And that is a problem if you don't have a whole smorgasbord of strategies that you can utilize. So you need to make sure that there's not only demand for HMOs now in your area of the type that you're looking to run, so white collar, blue collar, LHA HMOs, but also that that demand is highly likely to continue, or that you have other strategies that you can just repurpose the property as. And that's why most of our properties now we're doing to a HMO specification, even if they don't need it, because it's far cheaper to spec a property out fully to the highest possible spec, which is HMO, even if you're going to do a single family rental, because if in the future you want to repurpose that property as a holiday let, as a HMO, as any other kind of property, you know that you've got the fire safety and the compliance in place to be able to do so. So those guys are the three pitfalls that many trainers and many gurus will not tell you about. If you've got value from this episode and you'd like to watch more, click the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, and I'll see you very, very soon.
That was audio taken from our YouTube channel. For more sophisticated property investing tactics, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners and listen out for our full-length podcast released every Thursday.